You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Time is 9:43. Unfortunately, we couldn't get hold of Pastor Rizzi. And I come up with a plan. I have someone in the studio. Hello, hi. How are you doing morning?
I am good, good. How are you, sister?
Yo, thank you so much for your time, sister. I know what you are rushing somewhere and I'm glad you allowed me to hijack you for this 10 minutes, Nje. 10 minutes, Nyan, and then I'll let you go because, vele, nipis, nkosi yam nipis. All right, I want us to look at this topic for the day. We are looking at family of faith, teaching children to love and serve others. So, in other words, one of the greatest gift a family can give a child is a heart for others. So, in a world that often rewards self interest, how do we raise children who value service, compassion, and kindness? This discussion explores practical ways families can build a culture of love and service at home. So when as you are coming from a family in abantwana ekhaya, now you were once a child, right? So why is it important to teach children about serving others from a young age?
I'm sucking, right?
Yeah.
We live in a society or in a community that where people do not really love one another.
Okay.
Well, I come from a different community.
All right.
Whereby umtomdala uyamvusela.
All right.
You help anyone that needs help whenever you come across them, right?
Right.
But now, in other places, it's not so common. And as a result, people don't know how to gel with one another. And people expect, if I do something for you, Zinhle, I'm expecting you to do something for me as well.
Return.
You understand? It must be a higa haga situation. Now, that for me, it is what the world teaches today. But it does not really speak to
humility.
You understand?
Okay.
Because God did not die for us and expect something in return.
Eish.
Do you get what I'm saying? And if we are God's children and he says we must be like him, how am I expecting favors from you when God himself never expected a favor by dying for our sins? You get where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
And it's very difficult in our days because it's only children that come from families. Well, I could be wrong, but it's children that come from families where they have siblings. They're able to love one another.
Okay.
And I get the whole notion, people are not having as many children as our parents did back then. Because now people are conscious, financially cautious.
Yes.
They are conscious of so many things, right? And now they just have one kid. And that's enough.
Right.
And they raise that kid. And that kid does not really learn the essence of loving the next person. Because who is he supposed to love if he's not loving his dad and his mom and his aunt or the helper in the house or whatever? There's no peer to show love to. And instead, on Sabbath, when we go to church, he's now being forced to do something he's not used to
doing. And the child is not used to that. Mina, I'm used to being alone here.
And everything is mine.
Everything is mine. I don't have to share anything with anyone. Now you are teaching me manje. You are forcing this thing.
And we are quick to label those children in church. Not understanding where this child is coming from. Because in church, you'll be like, okay, guys, here are sweets, share with one another. It's new to him. He doesn't know. Because everything, when mommy walks into the house with a bag of chips, the whole packet belongs to him. You get it? So, and we, myself included, Lord forgive me. We are quick to judge these situations and not understanding really where this child comes from or where the whole thing stems from.
Right.
And until and unless we get to that understanding, I don't think we're going to go any further in correcting such things. Because yes, The Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Right?
Right.
Loving yourself means what? You respect yourself. It means you care for yourself. It means you put yourself first, right? Mm. Mm. But if then the Lord says, do that to your neighbor. Mm. Are you able to? Mm. Am I able, Zinhle, to put you first in everything? Why? Because I'm in Lambile. You get what I'm going with this? Why? Because I'm in Lambile. Why must I put you first? It's difficult, yes. But if we are able to plant such concepts in our young mind, it says train up a child in the way that they should go.
Yeah.
The coach mind, so they say, yeah. Right? Mm. If you're going to miss it at that age, then you've missed it.
Sure.
Because Zitlaba, Marakfun's shyness, you again?
Never.
Exactly.
After so many years, imagine, when the exam pulled it right by saying, if I can go to China, let's say I have to communicate with China.
It'll take you years to understand the language, to even adapt.
Wrong, you mean? Let me stop you there. It won't even take me years to understand the language.
It will take you forever to understand, get to pronounce it the proper way.
Just a single sentence. Ngithatha angazi how many years.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
So meaning, let me ask you this question. What are some age-appropriate ways? What are some age-appropriate ways children can be involved in helping others? Njengoba besikade mentioning ukuthi at church, we are quick to judge. Lo, akafundisekanga. And more checky age, they are around 5-6.
Okay.
So what is the age appropriate? Uguti spafide, lendo uguti, share with others, serve others.
I know I will be biased in answering this question.
Okay.
Because I believe, solemnly believe in the Pathfinder ministry.
Right.
It is my first love. I'm so sorry.
I know.
My first love, shame. And you see, we work with children from the ages of 0 to 15.
Okay.
That's the normal stipulated age, right? And you see, if you work with adventurers.
All right.
Now that's your 0 to 10.
Okay.
That group is different from your 10 to 15.
True.
Right? 10 to 15, now you're dealing with people that think they know. You're dealing with people True. That think when I get like you're losing your head, you're losing your mind, you're just being out of this world, you're not understanding, you understand, dealing with a lot of people that think they are your age mates.
Achoo.
And then when you tell them something, it will take them forever. No, it will actually take them to hit a certain wall for them to realize when you were right about what she said. They are now learning from their mistakes. That's a 10 to 15.
Right.
But you're 0 to 10. Now that's perfect, because even if that person umfundisa something and then they go on and to do it. For instance, you put a candle. Don't put your finger on that thing. You're going to burn.
Yeah.
Right?
Umshaye
kuqala afuna ukuphinda
futhi. Buyela, okay.
Umshaye futhi kwesithu. He's never going back.
Yeah.
Till he's old. He's never going back there.
Because now he understands ukuthi ikhandlela liyashisana.
Besides ukuthi damshisa, usawuthi ngizomshaya before afike nalapha ekushiseni.
Wow.
You understand?
Wow.
So for me, the age appropriate, or rather the age bracket that is appropriate to instill such lessons is the 0 to 10 years.
Wow.
Because then you're able to shape and mold and break and put back together this person. Personalities are being created or formed in that age group.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Hence, but not allah, the cultural semant. Because once you go beyond, now you're adolescent, teenager. I love poke. Hands on. You understand? And there's nothing you can say. That person at the age, at teenage age, sofunda from their own mistakes.
True.
And then, after teenage, that's when they start reapplying what they have been taught from their childhood. That is why, isn't it, till today, when you were 9, 8 years, and you still remember them today.
Mm.
Your mind is still absorbing at that age. Your mind is still getting to... So it's in a space. Storage.
Yes. School.
Storage is 50 gigs. So.
Yeah.
But once you get, I think even with the teenagers, they still do have, but you're now resisting.
All right.
You're now resisting the not.
Okay.
You are now, you don't want to be told because you think you know.
True, man.
Right? And it's a very pity. I look at these kids sometimes and I'm like, if only you knew, Mara, my skat. If only you knew, Skatilicious. Because I was also in the same position as you. I thought I knew until I figured out that yeah. it's like I don't and know nothing. Right?
Yo. To our listeners at home, I'm talking to Nosipho, one of the best. She's the best shim sweetheart. She's even beautiful. Okay. All right, Anikolapo. To wrap up this conversation, maybe you have a question for Nosipho at home. You can dial the number 073-470-3520. Let me repeat the number again, 073-470-3520. You can send us any comments or your questions for Nosipho. We are about to wrap up this conversation about a family of faith, teaching children to love and serve others. Last question before I let you go, my sister. What are some challenges families face in teaching selflessness? Yes.
Yo, that's a hard one.
Okay.
And I think I'm not expert.
Yeah.
I'm not expert. Yeah. I'm just sharing my own personal views on this.
Yeah.
I think the biggest problem is our parents want to correct Emma mistakes their parents did in raising them.
Yeah. Okay.
Meaning, indlela umama ngikhulise ngayo. Certain things that I felt like, she's being dramatic about this. She's being drastic about this. I will, when I now have my own mini me,
yeah,
I want to fix what I thought my mom was doing wrong.
Sure.
And I think that's where they miss it. Right?
Right.
Instead of raising pelangiko bathi ama 2000 our koni fundiseka because they are using parenting skills from then and they don't apply in the day and age today because then abangekho ama gadgets.
Yo.
Then in technology was not as advanced as it is today.
True.
Certain information that they kept from us, that they kept, our grandparents kept from our parents then, we can easily find from Google.
Yeah.
I can simply say, Siri, what is? And Siri's always ready to respond. You get me?
Yeah.
So I think for me, there's nothing parents can do ngaphandle kwamandla smangatsa at the end of the day. Put God first. And he will guide you through because there's no guideline to parenting, really. You can raise your child in a different way. I could raise my own child in a different way. But at the end of the day, they just need to be better people in the society. And what better way without the main ingredient, which is Jesus?
Sure. As you touched on something, Uguti, I feel like sometimes when we judge these children as a senkonzweni, we are trying to project.
True.
We project with mina ngaba ngimkhulisa ngani.
Okay, nanso yakho. Now you've been given your own child.
Yeah.
Do. And you'll find that you make the same mistakes.
Yo.
And you'll find that if I would have had to have a son, I make an example of a boy child because they are providers.
Right.
And that's one thing I think our parents or mothers should be instilling in them now is you guys are providers. Beyond the financial providence that you bring, you should provide holistically, emotionally, spiritually, in all terms. Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
And what better way to teach your son than the mom? Right? Yes, father figure is important. Yes, the father figure is there to build up the masculinity.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Of the boy. But the mom is the one that teaches, okay, umntosfazana umthanda kanje. Umntosfazana wenziwa kanje. This boy, if you're not going to teach your son, who is going to teach your son? Instead, nibaba mom Judy. And it's very wrong. And I say this because I have brothers. I'm the only girl like Kaya. And I've seen Guti. My mom, ukewa hamba, she traveled and she came back with rings and necklaces and she said to my brothers, these are the things that you get for your girlfriend. Okay. You know,
yeah.
Because what they were doing is they were stealing my things. I'm like, these boys, you get it. But what I then picked up is she instilled in them that you need to gift. You understand?
Yeah.
You treat your lover properly. You understand? Let me show you.
I think they knew kuthi enege ba kudinga kuthi ba gift eh that hands stealing your
banjotshana ngwanotsam. Oh, since they stole my favorite sweater. Oh, those boys. I'm waiting for the day they start working. Because I want my sweater. There's no way. And that girl is no longer in their lives, I'm sure.
Ah, Mara.
I'm sure you that.
No, man. What a beautiful conversation with Unosipho. Eh, what I mean. You'll get her njalo ngama weekends to 12 o'clock on lunchtime spirituals.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are looking at 9. I'm sure you're asking yourself, this voice is familiar. Yeah, yole. Your voice is Unosipho. What I mean. The time is 10 o'clock here on Mid Morning Empowerment. It is time for us to get into our music segment where we ask our listeners to send their favorite gospel song request on +273 470 3520. For now, I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we will get into our song request. This is part of, this is my favorite part of the show, because we sit and listen to music. Tell me about the song that you are about to request. Why do you love the song so much? It's some dedication if you want. You can dedicate a song to someone, maybe. It's a beautiful Friday. We call it Friday. It's a preparation day. And people are traveling to Pathfinder camp. Nosipho is one of the people, Oyagma Pathfinders. But nibe nendlela enhle dadewethu.
Oh, Nkosiyam, thank you. I am going to my safe place.
Oh. Ah, wow. And as what I've noticed, ukuthi uyayithanda ngempela.
Yeah. I'll tell you this secret. You know, as we journey in this whole Christian life thing, it is very difficult. I want to tell you that. And Pathfinding was one of the things that kept me in church.
Wow.
I will tell you that. Pathfinding, it's a very beautiful community. And it is when certain parents choose not to take their children to participate in such programs. Because for me, they are the pillar of the church. That's where we get to learn about everything
and God.
Exactly. Wow. So now, if you do not take your child to participate in such programs, then what is the church going to look like tomorrow?
Sure.
It's having a church in the hands of people that don't know what LNG, why it's what Kamgapi, where the church came from. And then how are you expecting those people to lead?
Yo.
People that don't sit down and read the writings of Ellen. Not to say Ellen White is now promiscuous, but you understand, Guti, she is also at the center of Adventism.
True.
Because we reference to her writings more often.
More, yeah.
You understand? Mm. So now, if you talk of Adventism, you're talking of Ellen White.
Wow.
Really, right?
Wow.
Because there's a lot of writings that we hold on to as Adventists.
Mm.
Now, if we have young people growing up in church and they don't know about these things, what does Adventism look like tomorrow? What does it look like today?
Yo.
Because people pick and choose.
Let's not go there. We are not
raised.
But that was Unosipho Akadlamini leaving you with a question. Ukuthi inkonzo kusasa izobukeka kanjani?
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.